Hello, Grace family, and welcome to week two of what is becoming a new normal. We want to just stay connected with you and remind you that you're not alone in this, even if you're stuck in your house, but we are in this together. And so each Wednesday, we want to provide you with a word of encouragement. And before I do that, I first want to invite us into something through this whole experience. I want to invite us into prayer. You know, this is a moment of profound disruption to all of our lives. And as we know, moments of disruption bring lots of needs, but they also can bring really profound opportunities for God to do a fresh work. So let's be praying together that God meets needs and that He does a fresh work of renewal in our communities, in the rhythms of our lives, in our relationships. There's so much that can happen. And there's a couple ways that we're doing that. We are committing Wednesdays as a day of prayer, and we're asking each of you to fast from one meal and take the 30 minutes you would have spent eating and use that time to pray instead. And each week we'll provide you with a new guided prayer resource. There's a link to it on the written communication you got. The other way is the churches of Costa Mesa are joining together to pray for the city and the larger community. And the goal is to have uninterrupted 24/7 prayer going on between now and Easter Sunday. It's a big goal, but we think we can do it if we all join together. So if you would like to be a part of that, you can go to www.praycostamesa.org and you can sign up for an hour of prayer. Of course, you can sign up for more than 1 hour. You can sign up for a couple different hours over the next coming weeks. But we think it would be so good just to bask this whole thing in prayer. All right, with that, let me offer you an encouragement for this week. Every week, we're going to take a moment to fix our eyes on Jesus by looking at one of the I am sayings of Jesus in the Gospel of John, where he reminds us of who he is and what he offers us. And today, we're going to look at the second of the I am sayings. This is found in John 18, where Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." I am the light of the world. I love that. So Jesus made this statement in Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles. And Tabernacles was this week-long feast where the Israelites celebrated God's guidance of Israel during the 40 years in the wilderness when they lived in tabernacles, or we'd call them tents today. And during the feast, every night there was this ceremony called the illumination of the temple, where the priests would light these four massive candelabras, each like 75 feet high, and they'd light up the whole temple court area. You could see it for miles. And the ceremony was a reminder of how God guided Israel through the darkness of the wilderness those 40 years by appearing as a pillar of fire at night that would lead them and guide them on their way. And so you think back about Israel's journey, and you can imagine what an unsettling experience the wilderness must have been for them, especially, I would think, at night, where it's dark, it's cold, it's dangerous, and just completely unknown. And because of that, throughout their journey, it was utterly essential that they do one thing really well, that they follow the light. They follow the pillar of fire that guided them. And that pillar of fire, God's presence, did guide them safely for 40 years in the wilderness until they came to the promised land. So when you think about that history being in the background, and in the midst of this ceremony that is evoking all of that, imagine how profound it was for Jesus to step into that moment and speak these words, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness." I mean, think about what he was claiming. It was a claim to have within himself the very light of God. It was a claim to be the authoritative, God-infused guide to all of life. And that's who Jesus is, right? He is our guide. He is our light. He brings clarity to who God is. He brings clarity to who we are as human beings. He brings clarity to how we should live our lives. And what good news that is, as we're going through our own wilderness experience together through this crisis. I mean, and that's what this is. This crisis is a wilderness of a sort. It's creating lots of dangers, lots of questions, lots of unknowns. And we are in desperate need of a guiding light. And Jesus promises to be that guiding light through the dark experiences of life. And as I was just sitting with this image, what's been striking me most this week, in light of what we're going through, is how Jesus connects himself as light with the need to follow him. He says, I am the light, and then he says, whoever follows me, meaning, I assume, his light is not just information to be absorbed, but it's a way of life to be followed. Just as God's pillar of light was not just information to take in for the Israelites, it was a presence to follow, it was a presence to guide them. And I just think how helpful that is at a moment like this. Because right now we are being flooded with information. I came across this quote this week that has been sitting with me all week. It talks about, here's the quote, the glut of unactionable information that floods our awareness. The glut of unactionable information that floods our awareness. And here we are, we're stuck in our homes with access to a 24/7 news cycle, constantly inundated by stats and graphs, you know, mapping the spread of the virus, or stats showing how damaging this will all be to the economy. And the thing about it is so much of it is unactionable, meaning we read it and there's nothing we can do with the information we've received. And so we just experience the glut, the taking in, the gluttony of unactionable information. That's a hard way to live. And I was thinking this week how different Jesus' invitation is. I am the light. Follow me. His light isn't unactionable information. It is an invitation to a kind of life, to walk with him, to walk in his footsteps. And so that's what I wanted to encourage us with today. Know this today, however you're experiencing this wilderness season, Jesus offers to be our guiding light, offering us a path to walk with him that's actionable. And here's the path. Fix our eyes on Jesus. Faithfully tend to the small tasks put in front of us each day. Love our neighbors. Faithfully care for our families. Pray regularly. Pursue our work with integrity. Choose humility and place our hope in God. That is the path to life. So today, consider what it might mean for you to hear Jesus offer you today this invitation. I am the light. Follow me. Follow me today. What would it look like for you to receive that invitation and to follow today? May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.